Unknown to them, just 30 miles away at Princeton University, a team of scientists led by Robert Dick was working on how to find the very thing they were trying so diligently to get rid of. The Princeton researchers were pursuing an idea that had been suggested in the 1940s by the Russian-born astrophysicist George Gamow, that if you looked deep enough into space, you should find some cosmic background radiation left over from the Big Bang. Gamow calculated that by the time it crossed the vastness of the cosmos, the radiation would reach Earth in the form of microwaves. In a more recent paper, he had even suggested an instrument that might do the job, the Bell antenna at Hondo. Unfortunately, neither Penzias and Wilson, nor any of the Princeton team, had read Gamow's paper. The noise that Penzias and Wilson were hearing was, of course, the noise that Gamow had postulated. They had found the edge of the universe, or at least the visible part of it, 90 billion trillion miles away. They were seeing the first photons, the most ancient light in the universe, though time and distance had converted them to microwaves, just as Gamow had predicted. In his book, The Inflationary Universe, Alan Guth provides an analogy that helps to put this finding in perspective. If you think of peering into the depths of the universe as like looking down from the 100th floor of the Empire State Building, with the 100th floor representing now, and street level representing the moment of the Big Bang, at the time of Wilson and Penzias's discovery, the most distant galaxies anyone had ever detected were on about the 60th floor, and the most distant things, quasars, were on about the 20th. Penzias and Wilson's finding pushed our acquaintance with the visible universe to within half an inch of the sidewalk.